The Black Hills Bluegrass Festival has been an institution in western South Dakota since 1980. Fiddle instructor Larry Lashley says bluegrass has its roots in Irish, English, and Scottish traditional music, and is truly a family tradition.
It was brought over from the old country, but then it was developed in the Blue Ridges and developed father-son, and each time it's passed down to another generation, it gets a new personality. So it is truly American music.
Truly American and definitely for all ages. 10-year-old Cassie McPherson has played the violin for a year, but she says she's expanding her musical horizons to include the fiddle.
I've done the violin, classic music, and it's pretty good, but my teacher's really strict. One of my friends were doing the fiddle, and I thought it'd be really cool to do the fiddle, too.
Wait a minute. Fiddle, violin, what's the difference?
Well, the violin usually plays more classic music than, like, upbeat, and I wanted to go for something more upbeat.
Larry Lashley says it's actually a matter of technique.
The real difference is the traditional fiddle player, because they play several strings or several notes, will flatten the bridge, basically customize a violin. They'll pull the sound post back a little bit to get more of the whangy sound, and they'll use a harder, more steel-type string.
But whether it is the fiddle or that other iconic symbol of the genre, the banjo, musician Mark Leslie says bluegrass epitomizes the American spirit.
You know, you see it on a lot of truck commercials and that kind of thing, but I think it has a lot more application than that, and it has a lot more deep roots and feeling than just being used in some car commercial somewhere. So,
Chris Penning has just finished sitting in with Mark Leslie at the banjo workshop. Chris says he's wanted to be a part of the deep roots of bluegrass since he was a kid.
I kind of grew up listening to that, and I finally just had to get the banjo out and try to learn how to play it. And that's what bluegrass is about, playing the music with the friends out on the porch. That's kind of the way it grew up, out of the churches and all that. But there's a million players, a million different styles, and that's what makes it fun. So,
over at the fiddle workshop, one of those million players is cutting her teeth on the very first fiddle she's ever held. And after just 1 hour of practice and a little coaxing, 5-year-old Grace Sherrill shows what she can do. Bluegrass is a type of music that brings people together. Professional musicians, amateur players, and even little Grace Sherrill are doing their best to keep that tradition alive and well in South Dakota. For VOA News, I'm Jim Kent at the Black Hills Bluegrass Festival.